So today's guest is hanging out with me in the virtual studio. We are super excited to have Sharisa T joining us, and she is the visionary of HR Ministries and I Teach, I Coach LLC. But she also calls herself a faithpreneur, and I love how she has on her Instagram, stop cheating on your future with your past. Oh, we're going to get into it today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show as we talk about our topic, created to create and dominate. You are here on episode 704 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're so glad you are listening in, and we will be right back after this quick intro. Don't you move.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. We are super excited for our live listeners and viewers that are with us. Let me do some shout outs, certainly over on YouTube. Gotta hold it down with my sister, Kim and Deborah are hanging out there. So glad to see you. Hey, girl. Hey, certainly got to give a shout out to my mom. Hey, Betty, Jeans, Stanley Mitchell, thank you for being here. Hello, Gwen. Thank you for being here. So excited to have you. Dr. Valerie, we see you stepping out with Dr. Val. Listen, Dr. Val is one of the speakers for our Platform Builders Summit that is coming up in November, and you're going to get to hear a little bit of a spotlight from her. So thank you so much for being here. Hey, Cookie. Hey, girl. Hey, thanks for being here. So this segment, again, episode 704 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is brought to you by the 7th annual conference that I have produced and am producing. And so we invite you to be a part of the Platform Builder Summit. Join us live here in Richmond, Virginia. I want you to jump over and join us in Richmond, Virginia. Listen, all you have to do is go to platformbuildersummit.com. When you get to the main page there, you'll see where you can reserve your early bird ticket. You can register from the main menu. As you scroll down, you'll be able to see our countdown. We just crossed 99 days away, and you want to go ahead and grab your early bird ticket, which is $175 because it goes up to $250 September 1st. But we are enticing you because we're going to be doing a virtual pre-summit session on Zoom with just those that have their tickets already. That's going to be taking place August 1st, but you have to enroll, you have to sign up, you have to grab your ticket by next Monday to be a part of that. You can see amazing speakers that we have lined up. We're super excited. Featured, Sharice Jones is going to be the CEO and chief designer of Sassy Jones. Listen, Dr. Stephanie Wall, Tremaine Wills, listen, Coach Shea, Eulika, the list goes on and on. So while you're over on the website purchasing your tickets, you can check out all of our speakers. And when you see their beautiful faces, all you have to do is click on them and it'll take you to their page. And you can click around and start following them and see their full bio. And we are super excited that the Platform Builder Summit, which is coming November 2nd for VIPs only, November 2nd for VIPs only, but everyone else, November 3rd and 4th, which is a Friday and a Saturday in Richmond, Virginia. The full schedule is available on platformbuildersummit.com. I mean, you can see day one, you just click and scroll down, click here, day two, click and scroll down. So we are super excited that we have all of that ready for you, and we're ready to jump right on in and get the party going there. So this segment, again, is brought to you by the Platform Builder Summit. But today's topic, and if you're new listening to the show, let us know as well if you're live. Hello, Maureen. Thank you for being here. If you're new to listening to the show, just let us know in the chat. Today's topic is created to create and dominate. Sharisa T is with us. But I do recognize that we have new listeners and viewers all of the time. Shout out to the podcast listeners. Y'all hold it down over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all of those places. Certainly those that listen to the talk radio show format on Blog Talk Radio. And you might just be saying, hey, I hang out on your YouTube channel. Go ahead and click subscribe and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Or you might be checking out the show at charvette.com. We certainly appreciate all of you, whether you're a viewer or you are a listener. And so I am Charvette Mitchell, and I'm the founder of Mitchell Productions, and we're a marketing consulting firm. We work with high achieving women entrepreneurs, sometimes a few lucky men get sprinkled in, to help them make more money, generate more revenue by focusing on their marketing, by focusing on their visibility and on their branding. I am a graduate of Virginia Commonwealth University. Go VCU Rams. Any Rams in the building? Spent 25 years in corporate America at a company called Capital One Bank. A majority of that time was in training and development and consumer compliance and all that good stuff. Walked away February 2nd, 2018, and have been a full-time business owner ever since. So 5.5 years, no regrets. I've been hosting the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with no extended break since like 2008. So that's why we have 704 episodes. That's a real number. That's not a fabricated number. And I'm a producer of books. There's some books across on both shoulders there. And so any of my authors that are here, a part of any of our book collaborations, go ahead and just type author in the chat. So we have five books that we've produced, and we got the sixth book that we're working on, getting ready to work on that. We've got our platform builder clients working on that. We might have one or two spots available in that book. So just give me a holler if you are interested in that. Hello, Kamisha. Thank you so much for popping in and stopping by. And so we're ready for our guest in the virtual studio. We are ready to bring our guest on live on the show here. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I see you. All right. Thank you. I see you. Yes, Dr. Val, one of our past authors. Thank you so much. Hello, Cherise. Thank you so much for being here as well. And we are broadcasting in multiple places in Facebook. So shout out to our Facebook group, Marketing Tips with Charvette. We see you here. So let me go ahead and introduce our guest. She's in the virtual studio ready to come up. Charissa T is the visionary of HR Ministries, and I teach I Coach LLC, where she tutors kings and queens in grades K through 6 and empowers others to walk in their God-given purpose. She has currently been in education in the education field for 17 years. She's also the author of 3 best-selling self-published books, and she coaches others who aspire to publish their very own book. To date, she has helped birth over 21 books. She recently started her journey in full-time entrepreneurship, and she has the desire to help others do the same. So she started the Creatives Academy, which is for an online school for coaches and aspiring authors, and the Creatives Lounge on Clubhouse. Without further ado, put your virtual hands together as we welcome Charissa T up to the mic live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, hello, and welcome.
Hey, everybody. Hey, thank y'all so much for having me. I am so excited.
Yes, we are excited to have you. We are glad to have you. Listen, thank you. We see you out in nature and getting that good vitamin D and that good sunlight.
Yes.
So let's jump on in and talk about, you know, certainly a large amount of time you spend in education. And so talk about like your journey in education and then how it kind of transitioned you to what you're doing now.
I've been an educator since 2005. Actually, it's been a passion of mine ever since. I wanted to be a teacher ever since I was a little girl. And so it goes back to my third grade teacher who instilled in me that I could be anything that I wanted to be. And so from that, I wanted to make other people feel the same way. And so I started in education. I have to be honest and say I wanted to transition out because of the finances. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to transition out, but I understand that being an educator, it is a calling. You got to have a passion. It's a passion. It's like you're called to this thing. And so as much as I wanted to go into IT and other industries, God redirected me back into education. And so I went to the great Alabama State University.
All right.
I'm a Hornet Nation, and graduated in 2005. And so I started my career immediately after college. I was at the same school for 14 years. I have taught first grade, second grade, sixth grade, fourth grade reading. I've also been a reading coach at my previous school, and I transitioned from public education to charter education for 2 years. In the midst of COVID, I changed schools in 2019. And so after that, God kind of gave me the vision. I think COVID happened and a newer vision came to me, which in May of 2021, I walked out of my career and has been in full-time entrepreneurship since then. Now, I have to say that when I wanted to get into entrepreneurship, it had nothing to do with education. Let me just say
that. I did not want to.
I wanted to get out. I wanted to get out. But God had a greater plan for me. And he started revealing that back in 2020. And so I think COVID came and just the world shifted. The way we looked at education shifted. And people were into wanting more homeschool teachers. And so I had met this young lady. When I first met her, she started saying that she wanted me to be her child's private teacher. And I was like, I don't know. I ain't never thought of, you know, nothing like that. And so I had been working with her son for about a year. And then when that next school year was rolling around, maybe that January of 2021, the conversation came up again. And so I said, okay, God, I hear you. And so I took a leap of faith. We both did. She took a leap of faith and I took a leap of faith. And I walked away from my career of education after, 17 years. And, you know, it's been the best decision. Like, I've had offers to come back and I've prayed about it. God shut that down. He's like, no, you're not going back. I have another work for you to do. And it still has to deal with education. So I still tutor. I work with homeschool kids. I've hosted 2 summer camps for the past summers. Just a bigger vision that I never thought that I'd be doing this. You could have told me, if you would have told me this maybe 5 years ago, I would have looked at, you know, someone, I looked at you like, what? You're crazy. No, I don't see that. I'm trying to leave. I'm trying to get into the coaching world. Let me coach.
Yeah.
Let me make digital products. Let me do those types of things.
You're still teaching.
Yes. And the funny thing is, I still do that. I still do that. But the bulk of my business is tutoring, educational. So that's how I got here. And I love it.
Wonderful. And so I love that transition. And certainly I know there's a lot of holes you could fill in the middle of there. It wasn't that easy and smooth, probably. However, we are here and there are no regrets. And so with today's topic, created to create and dominate, talk to us about just your philosophy. And like I said, I went and snuck over on your Instagram and you put, you know, stop cheating on your future with your past. And you also kind of call yourself a faithpreneur. So talk to us about and encourage the, you know, the audience around this topic of that, hey, we are created to create and dominate.
Yeah. So I get this verse from one of my greatest mentors. Her name is Pastor Michelle Evans. And she honed into the Bible verse, Genesis 1:26-28. And it talks about, you know, we are created to rule and to reign and all those types of things. And so that's where I got create to dominate. God created us to dominate and take over. But a lot of times we're not walking in that because I don't know. It's our identity. Like that is our identity. And I started to take that on as my identity. And that's how this phrase, I was created to create and dominate, came up. And I started I feel that I told you I do still coach book and business coaching. And so when COVID and all of that kind of shifted, this is when the things started to kind of get birthed. And once I realized, okay, God has created me to create and dominate, well, all of the other things and people who are around me, we are creative. We have gifts. We have multiple things inside of us, but we don't use it because for a long time, I thought education, just teaching, was going to be my only thing that I do. But he's like, no, I've created you to write books. I've created you to be a coach. I created you to do many different things. You are creative. And so that's how I got the phrase, we were created to create and dominate. Again, it's from Genesis 1, verses 26 through 28. And so I started in the midst of my transition from my career into full-time entrepreneurship. My clients that I had, I started something called the Creatives Academy, which is an online school. It's an online school for business owners and for authors who wanted to birth their business or birth their book or birth their product. And so I designed the Creatives Academy, which is like a 6 weeks course that they go through, and it can be self-paced or it can be, you know, for the 6 weeks, but it was an online course. And then from that, I created something on Clubhouse, which is called the Creatives Lounge. And it's just a house or room that we will go in maybe once or twice a week, and we'll talk all things entrepreneurship. Like, God really transitioned me from education into the entrepreneurship world in that time. And so for the last few years, that's what I've been honing into.
Okay, so we got to talk about Clubhouse. So Clubhouse is still like viewers and like club people are still on Clubhouse, right?
Yes.
So for the person that doesn't know what Clubhouse is, tell them what Clubhouse is and how they can find you on Clubhouse.
Yeah, so I look at it as just like a big podcasting app, app where you can just go on like a radio station. You just go in and there's all these different what they call rooms where people are just speaking. You're not seeing anybody. You're just hearing their voices, and they're talking about a whole bunch of topics. Let me just put that out there. Everything.
Yes.
From the hot topic tea to the Bible. And so I actually got on and I started listening to this actual group called Kingdom Business Network. Again, all of this is in my time of transition. And so I got into this room and I started listening every day. They did all of these faith journals for entrepreneurs, for kingdompreneurs, who is allowing God to be the head of their business. And I just listened in every day, Monday through Friday, taking notes and just wrote for like a year straight. And then after that, just listening that next year, God was like, it's time to elevate your voice. And so I started elevating my voice on Clubhouse, and I host, I just got finished with the Glambitious Club with Lily May. I was an ambassador for her, and we would come on every week for the last, I don't know how many months. And then I also do rooms on Mondays. That's called Push and Pray. If you haven't heard, my tribe is Push Nation, and we're pushing out these businesses, these books, these services, these products, ministries, organizations. I have people from, you know, leaders, pastors, up until, you know, just a business owner or a teacher. I have teachers who are all part of my ministry, my tribe. And so it's called Push Nation. So every Monday we do Push and Pray at 7 p.m. CST time. And you can find me there on Clubhouse. I am Sharissa T. Now, Clubhouse was out, and when it first came out, it was only for the Apple users.
Right, right.
I'm a droid, okay? I'm a droid. And so I had to wait till it came out for the droid people.
They got you. I love that. And I love to always kind of share in that term that you use of really elevating your voice. And so for the person that's listening, you know, that's saying, I don't know, you know, I believe I'm created to create, but I'm stuck at what to create, or I'm stuck at I have a whole lot to create and I don't know where to start. What do you think of that person?
Well, first of all, it's okay if you feel like you have a lot. I've learned to sit in that title of multifaceted. I've learned to sit there. It's okay. That's why he said we are created to create. We're not tied to one different thing. And don't let anyone put you in a box. You can be gifted. You can be the author. You can be the pastor. You can be the small group leader. You can be the website designer. You can be all that in one. God will allow you to give you the abilities to utilize what he wants you to utilize in whatever season he needs you to utilize it in. So he'll give you the strategy to do that. And so if you're feeling like you're overwhelmed, one thing I would definitely say is you need a coach. You need a coach and you need a community. Yeah. And that's one thing that I've been really big on, creating a community of people, like-minded people who want the same thing, who want to see me. Here's the thing. They want to see me soar. They don't want to see me behind. They don't want to see me in a box. They want to see me utilizing my full potential, being the best version of myself. And so once you find your tribe, once you get that coach, you need somebody who's going to push you. The Bible says, Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpens iron. You need somebody who's sharpening you. And here's the thing. You need to sharpen somebody else. That's one of the biggest things I've learned.
Once you
get the knowledge and the wisdom, sometimes we tend to get greedy and hold on. It's not about that. Listen, sharpen your brothers and your sisters. We need each other. We are so, like, it's cool to be a solopreneur. I am that. But I have to have a community of people who are doing some of the same things. One very, very dear person to me said, I need a person who's above me and below me. Not saying that they are beneath me, but I need that person above me who can show me which way to go. And then I need that person who's a little bit under me so I can show them how to get there as well.
Ah, well said. And Gwen said, thank you for that question. Good to know. Absolutely. While they are listening, how can they connect with you online?
Yeah, so my website is www.sharisat.org, or you can go to Facebook. I'm sorry, y'all, it's loud. But this is where we are. But you can go to Facebook. And my Facebook handle is Sharisa T. I think if you do the www.sharisalt, is how you'll find me on Facebook, and IG at Sharisa_T. Now, my business page is also on there, but if you want to reach me personally, I would say my first point of contact is to go to my personal, which is my personal page, but it's also my business page too, because I advertise everything on there.
All right, wonderful. And so, you know, the second part of this topic is, so we recognize we can create, but where does the dominate? Because sometimes you can just do stuff. What is your philosophy around dominating what you do?
Yeah, I think it's knowing your lane and knowing that you're okay to be there. One of the biggest things I had to learn is there are a lot of coaches. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of teachers. There are a lot of tutors. But you know your lane. There's a certain person, a certain group of people who will call to you. And when you're not trying to compete with your neighbor, when you're not trying to compete with your good girlfriend, and understand there's enough for the table for everybody, and that there's a certain people who are called to your voice, that's how you can dominate. I had to learn. I put on many conferences. I put on many events. But I had to learn, if it's two or 2,000, I'm going to give the same energy to that two that I would give to the 2,000. That's how you dominate. When you say, when numbers and likes and all those things don't make you, when you can keep showing up when there's only one person, that's you dominating. Because here's the thing, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Anytime you're trying to walk in purpose and you're trying to do something different, he's going to use things like that to attack you. He's going to use the numbers. He'll use the game to say, oh, you're not making a difference. But listen, if you reach one person, you've done your job.
Wow.
And you got to get that. If you were there only for one person, you've done your job, because that person needed what you had. That's how you walk in domination. That's how you dominate a conference or an event. When you understand that what you have is powerful, and if it helps only one, you've done your job for that day.
Mic drop, finger snap, whatever, all of the above. I'm so glad you said that. My very first conference, I'm going into my seventh conference, technically ninth live event, but my first live event, there were two people there.
Wow.
And I tried to give a ticket away and the person didn't show up.
See?
So I was trying to get three at least, and the third person didn't even show up. Look at us now, which is a great actually segue. I want to just show a real quick commercial for one of our speakers. When we get back, I want to wrap up with my question that I love to ask everyone. What is what continues to motivate you? So I'll let you hang out in the virtual studio and think about that. And so you all, if you all are enjoying all of this, I know you are, clap it up, show us some love in the comments, share, like, and let me introduce you to Dr. Valerie Harris. She's here with us in the audience, and she, you'll see her twice during the Platform Builder Summit. Here's a little bit of one of our breakout speakers and panelists.
Think about this. Embracing your passion will give you the drive, new mind shift, and motivation to leave a lasting legacy that will positively impact future generations. Imagine having the confidence to pursue your passion while stepping out with purpose, unlocking your hidden potential. Here at Stepping Out with Purpose Company, we create clarity by cultivating a brand that offers the necessary tools, resources, strategic planning, and training to help women leaders and entrepreneurs to succeed in their personal and professional development. And working with us, our clients successfully gain stability, become more resilient in facing challenges and obstacles, expand their mindset, and are open to new opportunities that create multiple streams of income. We do this by offering a leadership development coaching program, business consulting, book collaboration and publishing, speaking, and the Stepping Up and Stepping Out series talk show with Talktime Val.
I am Valerie Harris, and I am the CEO and owner of Stepping Out with Purpose.
All right. And again, you will get to hear and see Dr. Valerie Harris at the Platform Builder Summit. Come and be with me in Richmond, Virginia, November 3rd and 4th. Specifically, I'm enticing you to register by Monday, July 31st, because we are doing a virtual pre-summit session by Zoom. It's called Cash Catalyst, How to Create Cash. So if you're interested in that, listen, the 175 is worth just the pre-session. That pre-session is going, pre-Zoom kickoff is going to be on August 1st if you register by July 31st. So we look forward to seeing you in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia at the Platform Builder Summit. All right, let's bring our guests back on right now, live in the virtual studio. We are back. So I tell you, our time just flew by. I read in your bio that you birthed, 21 books. You've helped, so that is certainly no small feat. But what continues to motivate you?
Wow. You know what? When I hear testimonies, or when I get someone that texts me and say, man, this is amazing, or man, this was, you're helping me, or I've written a book, or I did this, or I launched this, or when I get that feedback, when I tell you, that motivates me. It gets me pumped. It gets me excited. When I listen, they call me the instigator. Says, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me you have an idea, because I'm going to cheer you until it comes out. I understand that I am a midwife, and I get excited when I hear someone who wants to walk in purpose. And so what motivates me is those receipts. When those people come back and say, I did this, or we did this, or you helped me, that's my motivation. I know that it's been a long journey. I've been doing this. I started part-time back in 2016. It's been a long journey. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up because just life, it happens.
Yeah.
But when I look back and I think about one of my good friends, her name is Ebony. I'm going to shout her out. I don't have any children. And so when she tells me, she'll tell me every time, yes, you do. Those books,
yeah,
those businesses, those people who you are helping, those are your children. And even for me, she'll tell me all the time, you've helped me birth other books. Those are your grandchildren. And so yes. She motivates me when I hear that, when I think about that. That keeps me wanting to get up in the morning, knowing that every day God gives me, there's another day to do something on purpose, that he didn't wake me up by accident. He didn't give me another 24 hours just to sit and twiddle and fiddle my thumb or to walk on this earth as if I'm nobody. I am someone special. I'm created. I have what it takes to do whatever it is that he has called me to do. And I am so super excited every day I wake up to follow those marching orders God has given me and placed on my life as a coach, as a tutor, as a midwife, as a pusher.
Oh my goodness. Well, march on, sister. March, march on. How can people connect with you and or work with you?
Yeah. So if you're interested in, say, let's say you have a project or an idea or a book that's inside of you and you don't know what to do with it, if you're interested in working with me, I do a free 45-minute consultation. All you do is go to my website and just leave me a comment below and just say, hey, I have a project. I would love to schedule a consultation with you. 45 minutes free. And what I'll do is I'll sit and listen. I'll ask you questions. I'll probe you to get you thinking about some things. And then those things may can help you. You may not need me as your coach. Maybe you just need someone to sit down with you to just kind of help you talk it out. And so, yeah, 45 minutes of your time for free. All you do is go to my website, leave me a comment, DM me if you're on Facebook, IG, email me and just say, hey, I have an idea. Can we sit down or can we get on a virtual call and let's talk? And I will be happy to assist you.
All right. There is the offer. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. It was a pleasure to virtually meet you.
Oh, so pleasure to be here, man. God bless you guys. And thank you so much for allowing me to come and share my heart today.
Absolutely. Our honor. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. All right. It's a wrap. I know you feel lighter and feel like moving on and feel like pressing on and feel like stepping in, continuing to step into your purpose and recognize and know that you are created to create and to dominate. And I love the focus that even if it's one person that you were supposed to touch, if you did that, then mission accomplished, no pun on the newest movie that is out. So there we have it. It's a wrap here for the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you so much for all of those that are, again, here live, and those that are listening 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now. We thank you for stopping by. I'm Charvette Mitchell, founder of Mitchell Productions, and we offer marketing consulting. We work with high-achieving women entrepreneurs to help them generate more revenue by focusing on their marketing, their visibility, and their branding. You're hanging out at charvette.com. You can connect with us right there. Thank you so much over on LinkedIn for being with us and shouting out that there was great information. Thank you for being here. All right, it is a wrap. We'll see you all later. Don't forget to register for the Platform Builder Summit. Register to go ahead and register today, but definitely by Monday so that I can see you in our pre-summit Cash Catalyst, How to Create Cash. All right, we'll see you later on the web.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.